Hello, and welcome to a searchdatamanagement.com podcast. I'm news editor Jeff Kelly, and today I'll be speaking with Bill Inman about unlocking and integrating unstructured data. Bill is considered the father of the data warehouse. He is the author of 49 books translated into 9 languages, including his most recent release titled Tapping into Unstructured Data. He found and took public the world's first company to build and sell ETL, and his latest company is Forest Rim Technology, a company dedicated to the access and integration of unstructured data in a data warehouse environment. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, exactly what are we talking about when we use the term unstructured data as opposed to structured data, and just how valuable is it to an organization?
Well, it turns out that unstructured data has many different facets. We have images, we have voice unstructured data, we have textual unstructured data, we have graphic unstructured data, and so it is true that unstructured data comes in many forms. However, in today's world, the technology that exists for looking at anything other than the world of textual unstructured data is fairly immature. So the work that I've been doing and been talking and working with people for the past few years has stemmed strictly around the world of textual unstructured data, although indeed you are right to point out there are lots of forms. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the value of unstructured data. There's lots of very interesting, very important corporate information that's tied up in unstructured information. We have medical records, we have contracts, we have safety reports, we have email, we have customer relationship data, and the truth of the matter is that some of the most important data in the organization today is bound up in the form of unstructured text.
So what types of problems does unstructured data in all its different forms present to business intelligence systems and other applications?
There's actually lots of different aspects to the challenges faced by people trying to work with unstructured data, and pretty much all of them have to be addressed. But I think the biggest single challenge, if we had to pick out one thing, is the fact that database management systems, your standard DB2, Oracle, SQL, and things like that, were designed for structured data, where there is repetitive information that occurs over and over again. And so the first challenge you face is the fact that when you start to delve into unstructured data, unless you do some special things to the unstructured data, then the standard technology which people have been using for intelligence and analytics for years simply won't work. Now, there are other challenges as well. It's not just the technical database challenge. Another major challenge is that of terminology, is the fact that different people use different words in different ways. And so if you literally take the words from one person and compare them to the words of another person, what you find is that the people are having a discussion or conversation, but the words that they're using don't have a similarity of context or a similarity of content. And so you have this problem then that it's not a matter of just going after words and looking at words. You've also got to consider the whole issue of terminology if, in fact, you're going to make sense of being able to analyze text in the corporation.
Okay, so those are some of the challenges. So how do you actually go about integrating unstructured data?
Well, you have to think like a business intelligence tool. You have to think as if you were SAS Institute, or you have to think as if you were Business Objects or some organization like that. And let me give you an idea of what I mean by thinking as if you were a business intelligence tool. For one thing, let's consider something as simple as date. that when you get 10 people to write down today's date, you're likely to get 10 different ways it be written. One person writes 02/13/08. Another person writes down February 13th, 2008. Another person writes down 2008/02/13. And the truth is, when people are writing down information, there are literally hundreds of ways of writing down date. The problem is, from a business intelligence perspective, you've got to have a single understanding of how date needs to be formatted. That's just one simple aspect of what needs to be done. Let me give you a few more aspects of integration that are kind of interesting. Another aspect of integration that's interesting is the fact that text is used to describe numerical values frequently. If you will consider a contract for just a second, when you read a contract and your contract, say, is a life insurance policy or some such thing as that, it normally doesn't list the numeric values 100/000 for 100,000. It's much more normal for contracts to have the verbiage 1 as in O-N-E, 100, H-U-N-D-R-E-D, 1,000, and so forth. And that's all well and good for the text in the contract. The problem is that the business intelligence tool can't deal with that. The business intelligence tool, to make sense of the information, has got to have it in a numeric format. Let me give you some other interesting things that need to be done to textual data in order to integrate it. One thing is the recognition of variables within the text. For example, looking at patterns of information that form something as common as an URL address, or looking for patterns of information that form something as common as a telephone number, or a social security number, or something like that, when we can recognize the pattern as being a common way of writing information, we can then recognize it as a variable. And the truth of the matter is there are many, many different things that need to be done to the textual information to put it into a form that's useful for analytical processing by the business intelligence tool.
So is this what we mean by text analytics, and how does that help solve the problem of unstructured data?
Well, let me talk a little bit about textual analytics. Textual analytics is the processing that you can do once you have integrated your text. I think it's kind of interesting. People come up to me all the time and say, oh, you're really talking about search engines. And the answer is absolutely not. You see, search engines take a look at data as it exists literally in an unintegrated fashion. And the truth of the matter is you can only do so much with that data. In order to make any sense of the data for the purpose of analytics, you've got to have the data integrated, and it's got to be integrated before you do any search processing. So we find then that searching is great, it's wonderful, I don't have anything against it or anything like that, but you have to recognize the limitations of what can be done in terms of analytical processing when you haven't integrated the data first. So we find then that if you're going to be doing textual analytics, what you need to do is to first integrate the data, and then the world opens up to you.
Well, in your book, Tapping into Unstructured Data, you mentioned something about analyzing text with SQL. Can you talk about that?
Surely. Once you have created the integrated form of the unstructured data, then it is, quite frankly, as easy as using SQL to analyze the data. We even put some simple SQL queries in the book just to give you a flavor of what it actually looks like to be able to use SQL on integrated data. We had such things there as snippets of text where you take a look at a word and then look at all of the words surrounding that word. We have the notion of proximity variables where you're able to create variables that are related to the words that are around it, et cetera, and so forth. And so I think that people somehow think that searching is the answer for things. We tried to show that, indeed, using search techniques based on common SQL is possible, but only after you have integrated the text.
Great. So, Bill, any last words of advice to our listeners who may be about to embark on a data integration project involving unstructured data?
Just a couple of words of advice is number one, I suggest to everyone that when you embark on your projects, you do things in an iterative fashion, that you don't jump into a project and start to do it all at once, because it is almost guaranteed that you're going to need to have to come back and rework major portions of the project. So doing things iteratively is always a good idea. Second off, the notion, and I think if you've listened to this morning's presentation, the notion of the importance of integration simply cannot be overemphasized. That if you're trying to do textual analytics and you haven't discovered that you need to integrate the text that you're working on, you're going to be facing a long uphill battle, and the results are going to be questionable. So in terms of the order of priorities of things, the first thing you need to think about is integrating the data. The second thing you need to think about is searching and analyzing the data after the data is fit to be analyzed. So those are just some thoughts on what I would suggest that would make your projects in unstructured data more successful and more palatable.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Bill. And thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.